to talk us through what has happened this evening.
Well, we made progress in relation to the non-pay issues of a possible multi-annual agreement. But I'm afraid to say that the opening offer from the government side was extremely disappointing, and the fact remains that there's a substantial gap between the parties in relation to pay. We, as you know, have a meeting of our affiliate unions at 10 o'clock in the morning, so we intend to brief them on the detail of the situation in relation to pay. We've just agreed with the non-Congress representative associations that we will meet with them at 11 o'clock in the morning to talk about the entire situation in relation to pay, with a view to having a united and agreed approach. The WRC has indicated to us that the government side would like some time to reflect on the situation, so the talks haven't broken down. There is going to be a pause of an unknown duration. I've indicated that I will make contact with the Acting Director General of the WRC in the morning as a courtesy to let her know how our meetings went, and we'll see what happens during the course of the day or beyond.
Tell us about that government offer. What was it, and how far short did it fall?
Well, we don't intend to go into the detail of that until we've had an opportunity to give those details to our affiliate unions. I think it's only right and proper, given that they've asked us to represent their interests in this process, that we would talk with them first and we would agree then how we move forward.
Happy enough?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, good.